Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
What's going on, guys? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. Hope you guys are having a good night wherever you are tonight. I hope you are encouraged tonight. What's up, Trina? What's going on? What's going on with you guys tonight? You know, I am encouraged tonight, and I hope that this message I'm talking about will touch your heart tonight. I hope it will prick you and encourage you in your walk, in your personal walk with the Lord. You know, what's going on, Kathy? What's going on, family? It's good to see family coming here because, you know, I feel as if we've become family. And one of the things my mom was saying, she was like, I hope that somehow we can all get together one day and I'll get a chance to meet these great people who come on every week. And I said, Mom, I don't know how we're going to be able to do that since all of us are all over the place. Hey, Mom. Hey, Kathy. You know, so I was just telling the mom how you were saying that you wish that we could all get together and meet in person and fellowship together. You know, so that's something, that's a dream to see how that will be. Because I can tell you guys are part of my family. You know, the word of God says if two or three gather his name there, he will be in the midst. So I'm grateful to have you guys there. I have my Aunt Debbie. What's going on, Aunt Deborah Waddles? I call her Aunt Waddles. You know, yeah, she's one of my spiritual and adopted aunts, you know, but it is so great to be here tonight. It's so great to be here. So, yes, yes, Waddles. I love you, Auntie Waddles. Yes, yes. Tonight I was thinking about, I got to tell you, one of my cousin's father's passed. And I went to the funeral yesterday, and it made me think about a lot of things. And I was so touched and moved by the life that he lived. I tell you, my cousin slash godbrother married into a great family, and he's a great guy, and his wife is a great woman of God, and two great people put together, and I'm just so grateful for them in my life, them and their kids. So I really, really thought, I was really touched by my father's ceremony yesterday, and it made me think, what are you wearing? What are you and I wearing? When people see us, are they seeing Christ, or are they just seeing us? You know, what kind of legacy are you leaving behind? And now when I look at, and I see the people who are on here right now, I see, yeah, one of my other play aunts and spiritual aunts, Aunt Rosetta, is on here tonight, you know, it made me think, what am I wearing? What am I wearing? I'm seeing some great people who have a legacy that you are leaving for your family. And it made me just wonder, what kind of legacy am I leaving? When I looked at my cousin's father, he left a legacy. He and his wife have made a great family, and they've left great. He's left a great legacy. The mother's still here. The wife's still here. And, you know, and this made me think, what am I doing? How am I living my life? You know, imagine that song, When the Music Stops, Daryl Coley. I've got to live the life I sing about in my song. So the question for me tonight, the question was, what are you wearing? What's in your closet? You know, what are you wearing? You know, because, you know, I'll tell you this. It's about leaving a legacy that encourages someone to continue to live for the Lord, that encourages someone to do right, that encourages someone to walk right and encourage someone to help someone along the way. What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What's in your closet? What are you putting on? You know, yeah, that's good. Hey, Lion, got Lion in the house. So tonight I'm coming from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. My Auntie Waddle says this, may the work I've done speak for me. Amen, Auntie Waddles. Amen. 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 Topic, what? Really, really, guys, what are you putting on? Are you putting on Christ? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? You know, Lion said, just was talking to my brother about this yesterday. You know, isn't this amazing? That's kind of like when you're like Lord, what did I speak about? And he places this on my heart. It's amazing. You guys come through and you guys are like, in my past has said this, or I was just talking to someone about this the other day. You know, so I'm coming from Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 through 17. That's confirmation to me that I'm hearing correctly. It says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. You know, hey, what's up, Willie? What's going on, Brian? Tonight we're coming from Colossians chapter 12, Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 17. You know, what you do, I'm going to tell you guys this. My first point tonight is this. What you do and how you do it speaks volumes about who you are. What you do and what you and how you do it speaks volumes about who you are. You can switch that thing and make it around and make it personal. What I do and how I do it speaks volumes about who I am to my brother and to my sister. You know, like I said, when I thought about my cousin's father, and I thought about the life he lived, and I thought about how he loved the Lord, and I thought about how he loved his family, how he taught his children, the lessons he taught them. I thought, like, wow, what kind of lessons, what am I leaving behind? Better yet, since I'm still here, how am I living? What am I wearing? You know, first of all, guys, this starts out, Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 starts out off by saying, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. Let me stop right there. Listen, first of all, you belong to God. We belong to God. And sometimes we forget that we are chosen and we're holy and we're dearly loved. Sometimes we forget that we're chosen. With what we're wearing, can people tell the difference between us and the world? Can people tell us, are we looking, can they tell that there's something different about us? Can people tell you that there's something different about you? I just want to encourage you today that you are chosen. We are chosen. Because it says this, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, we're supposed to be holy and we're dearly loved. Yeah, Brian, that's true. Brian says it's what I do and what I say can affect me and other people. That's right. Yes. Yes, that's so true, Brian. You know, sometimes, guys, that whole thing, we forget that we're chosen. We're supposed to be holy. This goes along with what we're wearing. But listen to this. When it goes on, it says this. Let me read it again. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. I'm going to read that again. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. So we need to be putting these on. These need to be in our wardrobe, in our closet. What are we wearing? We need to be putting on daily. We need to be putting on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. See, there are some clothes that we should be wearing since we are God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. We should be putting on compassion. Compassion. Having empathy for people. Realizing that could be you. Realizing that someone might be going through and they might just need a simple hug, a smile. That can really change someone's life, which goes back to what Brian was saying when he shared what I do and what I say can affect me and other people. That's so true. What are we wearing? What are we putting on? Are we putting on compassion? Are we having compassion for our brother and sister? That person might be dealing with an addiction. Can you help that person? Can you be compassionate? It might be a rough ride for them. Can you show empathy? See, sometimes we're not putting on these things. We're not putting on compassion. So sometimes we're trying to do the work of the Lord, but we're not putting on compassion. But if we're God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, these are the clothes we're supposed to be putting on. These are clothes that we should be wearing. Compassion. How about this? Kindness. Have you been kind to someone? Someone might be going through. They might be hurting right now. Are you being kind to them? Now, listen to this. Being kind and being compassionate does not mean that you allow people to manipulate you and take advantage of you. That's not what it means. But can you share love? Can you spread love? Are you putting on kindness? How about this, humility? Is it all about you, or is it all about the work that God has called you to do? Are you putting on humility, or are you walking around in pride? You know, pride goeth before a fall, right? I believe that's that word scripture, and a haughty spirit before destruction, right? What are you putting on? You know, what are you putting on? And that's a question that I want you guys to think about. Are you doing what you're doing? And are you wearing pride or are you wearing humility? See, because if we are God's chosen people, holy and dearly beloved, holy and dearly loved, then we need to be putting on humility. Because it's not about you, it's about him. It's not about me, it's about him. It's not about us, it's about God getting the glory. What's in your closet? What are you wearing? Are you putting on humility? And how about this gentleness? I see so many people who are just rough. Just rough. You know, there's a time to be rough, and then there's a time to be compassionate. Then there's a time to be gentle. If someone has been feeling beat up, they wake up, they're beat up in their house. They go to work, they get beat up. Then they're connected to people who are beating them up, whether physically or mentally or emotionally, psychologically. Then they come across us, and then we're beating them up with the word of God. We're beating them up. Sometimes it's about us just being gentle, being compassionate. That person might be so fragile, and the word that you might give them might help them to say, you know what, I'm not going to kill myself. I'm going to keep on going. What you do and how you do it speaks loudly. Then patience. Patience is a virtue. That's something that my mom has always taught me, that patience is a virtue. So you got to also put on patience. Don't leave patience hanging up in your closet. You got to put on patience. And some people, they might drive you crazy, right? Some people might work your nerves, but you've still got to put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. What's going on? I got my cousin in here. What's up, cousin? Tonight we're talking about what are you wearing? And we're coming from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. Are you putting on gentleness? Are you putting on compassion? Are you putting on patience? Patience, patience, patience. What's hanging up in your closet? Then as a Christian, are you putting these clothes on? Are you putting these things on? Are you putting them on, Dr. T? Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. See, sometimes we just need some patience. This morning I had to sing, oh Lord, I want you to help me. Because I was not feeling patient this morning. I was like, Lord, let me sing these songs because I need this encouragement. And I sang that song. Let me put on patience because I need patience. Because my mind might not be in the right place. See, what are you putting on? See, as Christians, listen, we're dealing with life on life's terms. We're dealing with life as it happens. We're dealing with life in real time. If you're present, you are dealing with your emotions. You're dealing with everything in real time. What you do and how you do it speaks volumes about who you are. What are you wearing? My Auntie Waddle says this, all of those virtues are within the Holy Spirit. If we walk in the Spirit, these virtues will be revealed when needed. Amen. Glory to God. I say this thing, drop my mic, and now I have my real mic beside me. But I'm not going to drop my mic because I don't want to mess it up. So I'm dropping it in slow motion. Drop the mic. That's right. That is right. Amen. All of those virtues are within the Holy Spirit. That's right, Auntie Waddles. If we walk in the Spirit, these virtues will be revealed when needed. Amen. Amen. Listeners, the message again is, what are you wearing? Now, my second thing tonight, my second point is this. It says this. When we look at Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17, I've already read verse 12. Verse 13, it goes like this. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. And I'm going to read those verses 12 and 13 together. Let's put it together. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. And then it goes on in verse 14. I mean, keeps on going. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. I'm going to stop that. That's the end of verse 13. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. You see, be present with that person. What's going on, Mr. Brown, Mr. G? We're talking about tonight, what are you wearing? First point, what you do and how you do speaks volumes about who you are. Then be present with that person. So it says bear with each other, right? It says, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Let's talk about bear with each other. When you're going through something and you're right there, you're with that person, or sometimes we're going through things. We can't be everything to everyone. And sometimes we might be in separate and different seasons. But if someone's telling you, this is how you know when someone's not really paying attention. They're like, oh, I'm listening. And they say, I had the worst day of my life. And someone says, that's good. That's good. They didn't hear a thing you just now said. But what happens when you bear with each other? That means you see your brother, your sister hurting, and you're saying, you know what, let me listen. Let me be a listening ear. not to be a crutch, but let me be here. Let me be here in this moment, in this present time, this moment. Let me be here. Be present. See, I don't want to live my life thinking about tomorrow, and I'm not present in my now, because I'm going to miss something that God is trying to do in my life. I'm going to miss what God's trying to teach me if I'm focusing on I'm supposed to be here, I'm supposed to be out here, but you're right here in this present. There's someone in front of you. What are you wearing? Are you putting on compassion? Are you wearing kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience? Are you bearing with each other? Are you right there with that person? You're hurting, I'm right there to listen to you. I'm right here to say, I will pray for you. I'm right here to tell you whatever it is that the Lord has placed on my heart. Now listen to this. If you put on these clothes that we're talking about, if you put on these clothes, then you can do these things, be present with that person. You can bear with each other. You can forgive each other. If you have the right clothes on, if you put these clothes on, if you're putting on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, then you will really honestly be 100% able to bear with each other and then forgive each other. Because what happens, guys, is this. The problem is that sometimes we try to do the work of the Lord without putting on compassion, without putting on kindness, without putting on humility, without putting on gentleness, without putting on patience. And then we're wondering how we're having so much problems, because sometimes we're doing it in our own strength instead of putting on these things, these virtues, these things that we're supposed to put on. You know, so we're trying to do the work of the Lord without putting on compassion, without putting on kindness, without putting on humility, without being putting on gentleness, and without being putting on patience. So how can we expect to be 100% there with that person? Because eventually we're going to wear out. Eventually our flesh is going to rise up, but something happens if we're wearing the right clothes and we're doing the work of the Lord. We're saying, you know, when we're going about our day, because, you know, I want to bear with each other. But how can we bear with each other if we haven't done what it says in the first part on putting on those clothes, on putting on these clothes? Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, with humility, with gentleness, and with patience. God can work with that. But when your flesh is in it, your flesh is warring against the spirit, and the spirit warring against the flesh. And that's the problem, that sometimes we're trying to do the work of the Lord without putting on these specific clothes that we're supposed to put on, that we're supposed to clothe ourselves with. That means that what we're doing, if we're doing those things, we put these things on, we will be able to really be present with that person and bear with each other. I'm there. You know, you're going through, I'm here to listen to you. I'm here to pray for you. And everything does not necessarily mean that it has to be financial. But I'm here with you. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to speak a word that will give new life. You know, being present with that person, bear with each other. Are you your brother's keeper? Are you your brother or sister's keeper? Are you there to say, you know what, I've got your back. I'm praying for you. I'm praying that God will bring you through this. I'm praying that you will stay strong. I'm praying that you will remain strong. What's up, Robert? Robert says this, if you are not operating in the attributes of God, then you are really, then are you really doing the Lord's work? That's a good one, Robert. I'm going to read that again. Robert says this, if you are not operating in the attributes of God, then are you really doing the Lord's work? You know, one of the things that, Lord, thank you for the question, Robert. You know, I'm going to tell you this. You know, saying a lot, some people say, you know, the scripture says, Lord, you know, some people are going to say, Lord, Lord, and he say, I don't know you. Listen, God will use you, and your flesh might be in it. He will bring people to Christ. He will do all these different things. So he'll bring people to himself through you. But if you want to make sure that you are authentic, then our prayers need to be, Lord, I pray that we'll operate, in, that we will allow you to operate through us, that we will clothe ourselves with these virtues, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Yeah, you know, and it becomes harder because your flesh is warring against the spirit. You know, so God will use you at the level that he's able to use you. But then at the end of the day, what is he going to say? Now, I want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You know, yeah, that's a good question, Robert. That's a good question. I want to give a shout out to my big brother, Minister White. What's going on, big bro? So listen to this. Being present with that person. We're talking about today, what are you wearing? We're coming from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. We're talking about bearing with each other. Then are you your brothers and sisters or your brother or sister's keeper? You know, do you have their back? Now listen to this. In Exodus, I'm sure you guys heard this story. I'm going to go here. Exodus chapter 17. Exodus 17, verses 9 through 13. Yes, I can see without my glasses. But, okay, here we go. Moses said to Joshua, choose some of our men and go out to fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands. So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Robert. Hey, Oscar. You know, guys, are you your brother's or sister's keeper? You see how they held his hand up? They held his hands up. See, sometimes we have to be willing, if we've clothed ourselves and we put on these virtues, we put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, we can be there with the person. We can be there to help bear them up, and we can help hold their hands. Because sometimes, guys, things can become rough and life might become hard. Someone said to me today, earlier, it was just hard because I'm by myself, doing this thing by myself. And it just became, but something happens when we bear with each other. Say, so, oh, it might be hard, but I'm going to encourage you along the way. You still got to do your part of the work. You still have to do your journey. You still have to walk your path. I'm going to be there. So when you throw in that towel, I'm going to throw the towel back at you. I heard someone say it before some months ago. You throw that towel and you're ready to give up, I throw in the towel. And someone, if you are your brother or sister's keeper, you throw that towel back in and say, you keep going because God is with you. I'm going to bear you up in prayer. I'm going to bear you up with hope. I'm going to bear you up with words that will bring new life. I'm going to speak the word of God into your life. Are you your brother or sister's keeper? Are you present? Can you bear with each other? Now, listen to this. Forgive each other. When you're being present with that person, and listen to this, and then that whole thing, being present with that person. Then, listen, guys, it says this. I'm back here. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Listen, life is so short. I don't want to mess up. Let me turn this thing on. Sorry. I don't want to mess up because I have unforgiveness in my heart. We want the Lord to forgive us, but we don't want to forgive each other. Guys, this is true. This is true. I was playing at church, right? I was playing at church, and I'm not going to give too much, you know, inches, but I played at church, and the person didn't like me that much. They might like me, but they didn't like me on another level. But the point I'm saying is if you're working in the ministry with each other, guys, and we're supposed to be bearing one another up, that means, guys, forgive people. So many church hurt people, you know, bitter, not forgiving. We're supposed to be bearing one another, but we're talking about each other. We're knocking each other down. Have we put on these clothes of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience? Forgive each other. You know, Yeah, Oscar, amen. Tamisha says this, just knowing that someone is there with you means so much. Yes, it does. It means so much to know that someone says, you know, I think about you. I care about what you're doing. I care about where you're going. It reminds me of, first of all, I have to say this. I'm just going to give honor and give roses and bouquets and all that stuff to people while they're here. I'm so grateful for my mother, guys. You know, let me tell you this. My mother has been here throughout what she's been going through. She comes through. She encourages. She's there. She's always been there. She's rooted me on. She planted the seeds and told me I could do anything and keep God first. She planted those seeds. So I'm grateful that she was there, that she's been here. And so what you said to me, Tamisha, just knowing that someone is there with you means so much, yes. And then on another end, when Auntie Wilder's on here and we've had many conversations, and there's some things I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. And she's like, no, I believe you need to do it. She came, she left, she came back. You know, she, you know, that's great to have people there. And I know that people care about you so much. And you know they care because guess what? They're operating in compassion. They're operating in kindness. They're operating in humility. They're operating in gentleness, being gentle. They're operating in patience. It might not happen that day, but they're believing that God's going to do what he's going to do. And they believe in what God's going to do, what God has shown them. You know, so listen, guys, we got to forgive each other. And we have to love each other where we are. Love each other where we are. What's going on, my brother Greg? Tonight we're talking about what are you wearing? We're coming from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. Forgive each other. See, you see, unforgiveness kills. Unforgiveness destroys. Unforgiveness kills. But forgiveness heals. You first. You know, listen, I love you too, my brother. Thank you for coming through. You know I love you, man. You know I love you. Congratulations on the grandbabies. Congratulations. You know, praise God, Oscar. Hey, William. You know, so we're talking about forgiving each other. This whole thing about being present with each other. Forgiving each other. Now, listen, guys. I love 1 John 4:19-21. And I struggled to say that. And it's actually one of my songs. But we love because he first loved us. If anyone says he loves God yet hates his brother, he is a liar. Well, anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. That's 1 John 4:19-21. You know, listen, love is so important. Love is so important. We love. And the reason why I say this, guys, is because we want God to love us. We want God's mercy. We want his forgiveness. But we've got to be willing to forgive each other. I can't say I love God, but I hate my brother. Why don't you like that person? I just don't hate him. I just hate that person. Listen, I'm learning this. Love each person where they are. Love each person because they exist. And this is one of my mom's and my favorite sayings. It became one of mine, but my mom has adopted this one too. She's adopted this one because she did. We agree to disagree. We agree to disagree. I'm not going to allow our disagreements to destroy what God is doing in our lives and in our relationships. I can agree to disagree. I'm not going to hate you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to pray for you and ask the Lord to forgive me. But you know, listen to this. Forgive each other. And then it says, forgive as the Lord forgave you. See, sometimes we want people to forgive us. And then when something happens, we don't forgive the next person. We're upset. We're angry. You know, we're upset. We're angry. You know, how about forgiving? How about forgiving? What's going on, family? Got some more family coming through. Fanny, what's going on, cuz? What's going on, Isaac? We're talking about what are you wearing tonight. First point, what you do and how you do it speaks volumes about who you are. Two, be present with that person. And guys, we want grace, but sometimes we don't want to give it to other people. But how about this? It says, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Some of us are walking around here like the Lord forgave us because we're cute. We think we're cute. We think we're pretty. We think we're handsome. No, God forgave you. Jesus forgave you because he had compassion on you. So that, does that mean if you think someone's ugly or someone's beneath you that they don't deserve forgiveness? No. Everyone deserves forgiveness. Everyone deserves that same grace. What are you wearing? What are you wearing? How are you operating? What are you operating in? You know, what are you wearing? Are you clothing yourself with compassion? People are hurting. John 3:17. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Being compassionate. Are you being kind to your brother and sister? Are you walking around in humility? Is it about you or is it about God? And that's the struggle. The struggle sometimes. You struggle. You're going to struggle if you're not operating in humility, if you're not clothing yourself in humility, because your flesh wants to be in charge. But something happens where you say, you know, I'm going to put on humility. I'm going to put on gentleness. I'm going to be gentle. I don't need to be rough. I was in a meeting, and someone reminded me, you don't have to, I know I quote the person straight up in a lie, right? And I was going for the juggler. I'm not saying going for the juggler, but it's like, you just said X, Y, and Z. But now you're saying X, Y, and Z. And person's like, it's right. That person's going through a lot. Be gentle. You know, something for me to consider. Sometimes, guys, it's not about being right. You know, some people might be going through some real emotional things. And we have to know how to operate in that gentleness. As my Aunt Waters was saying, you operate in these things, and when it comes up, when you use those virtues, when it's time. So we had to be willing to pull in that gentleness. I had to pull in that gentleness and say, oh, yeah. And I commend the person for reminding me that. It's not about being right sometimes, guys. Sometimes we have to look at that person. We really have to be, and we have to empathize. I knew. The person already knew. But, you know, sometimes let's just be gentle. Let's just be gentle with each other. Then let's be patient because people are processing things. When we're operating in real time, people are processing things as they are happening. But something happens. We clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. As my Aunt Waters was saying, walking in the spirit. Walking in the spirit. We want grace, but we don't want to put on compassion for other people. What if God didn't forgive us? And God didn't forgive us because we think we dress nicely, because we have this, we're operating in that, we have great voices, we can sing this, we can do it like this, we can talk like this, and we can do this inflection in our voices that causes people to stand up and just go crazy. He loved us because he loved us. Lion says it's so true. Let it go when you feel tension coming on. Pray right then and there. That's right, Lion. I love that, Lion. So true. Let it go. When you feel tension coming on, pray right then and there. That's true. What's going on, Bishop Jones? That's my big cousin. What's going on, cuz? Archbishop. You know, but we're talking about what are you wearing. First point, what you do and how you do it speaks volumes about who you are. Two, be present with that person. Bear with each other and forgive each other. Then listen, guys. It says this, and over all these virtues, put on what? Love. Over all these virtues, over compassion, over kindness, over humility, over gentleness, over patience, above all those things, put on what? L-O-V-E, love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. You see, that love binds everything together in perfect unity. Where is the love? And are you doing it out of love? I love you too, big cousin. I love you too. The greatest virtue says it all. Love. Love. Amen, Lion. Love. And when you're doing, whew, glory to God, when you are doing what you're doing out of love, and you know you're doing it, and that person knows that you care about them out of love, you can be there with that person. You're going to bear each other. You're going to forgive each other. You're going to operate together because that love has joined the compassion, the kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. The love binds everything together. Let it be about love. Amen, cousin. Yes, let it be about love. Let everything you do be about love. Love for God. Love for your brother. Love. Yes, Lion says it covers a multitude of sins. Yes, love. It covers a multitude of sins. Yes, love. Love does. See, love has to be the foundation of everything you do. If love's not in it, I don't want any part of it. If love is not in it, I want no parts of it. You can keep whatever it is that you have. You can keep it. If you're not doing it out of love, well, see, God sees our hearts. So, and my brother Robert was saying earlier, you know, we can go through all these different things, and God will use us. And our flesh, you know, can try to rise up and all these different things. And God can save these different people through our ministries. But where is our heart, and are we doing what we're doing out of love? See, God sees the heart. You know, man might say, oh, that person is a great person. This person has fed that person. This person has fed this person. This person has given this person that. But have they done it out of love? Yes, God is love. Now, part of that love, guys, comes correction. A part of that love, what comes with love is correction. So because sometimes God corrects us, does not mean that God does not love us. You know, maybe once or twice I've got a spanking, right? And the other time, I jumped under the bed, so my mom didn't get me. But you know what? She did get me when I finally got out. And I came from underneath that bed. But listen to that. You know, you do discipline. You do discipline. You know, discipline goes with love. God is love, and sometimes God disciplines us. But it's because he loves us. It's because he loves us. He loves us. See, love, again, is the connection that binds everything. So God can use us. He can use you in spite of your shortcomings. But are you repentant? Are you saying, Lord, help me? Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Are you saying, help me, Lord? Help me. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. You know, love is a connection. Oscar says his biggest love to us was giving his life on that cross for our sins. Yes. Yes, that's so true, Oscar. The biggest love. And love is the connection that binds everything together. So are you doing what you're doing out of love? Or are you doing it so you can be recognized? Are you doing it so that people can be changed, that people can be healed, that people can be set free? Is it done out of love? You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, I know you guys know this one, but I'm going to read it anyway. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you know it says, in the grace of these, faith, hope. I mean, let me go there. I'm going there. I'm almost there. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, at the bottom. Okay, it says, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the grace of these is love. And when we go further up in verse 4, it says, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not rude. Come on, guys. Sometimes we're spreading the word gospel. We're spreading the gospel. We're talking about Christ, and we're being rude to people. We're just being rude. It's not rude. It's not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. Am I stepping on some toes? Ouch. It keeps no records, no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. Love always protects. Always. Always trusts. Always hopes. Always perseveres. Are you wearing love today? Then are you clothing yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, and love? The greatest virtue says it all, love. Are you doing these things? Are you operating and doing what you're doing in your life out of love? That's your favorite chapter, Oscar? Terrell says this, faith, hope, and love. The grace of Jesus is love. My mother's favorite scripture. Amen. You see, Terrell, Dr. Terrell, see how God? Lion says this, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knoweth God. Thank you, Lion. Thank you. Thank you. See, love is the key that binds everything together. Love is that key. 1 John 4:7. Thank you so much, Lion. Thank you so much. Let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knoweth God. Who is ruling in your heart? Who is ruling in your heart? Who is guiding you? What's number one? Why are you doing the things you're doing? Why? It says this in verse 15, chapter 3 of Colossians. It says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. You know, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. Let Christ's peace rule in your heart. Let Christ's peace rule in your heart. Don't let envy, jealousy, maliciousness rule in your hearts, but let Christ's peace rule in your hearts. And you know, he'll give you peace that the world cannot give you. I want you to understand that God will give you a peace in the midst of what might be a storm for someone else. God, and people looking at you like, well, I would be losing my mind, but God will give you a peace that the world cannot give you. God will give you a peace that the world cannot give you. And Jesus says this. In John chapter 14, verse 27, he says, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Peace I leave you. Let Christ's peace rule in your hearts. Let his peace. Today I was going through the day and the Lord placed on my heart, you know, trust the process. And we've been talking about the power of the tongue and what we speak out and how our words create our atmosphere. If we say that we can't, guess what, we probably won't. And God was like, trust the process. To let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. In our relationships, in our dealings with each other, let Christ's peace, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace. You're not two different bodies. You have the African-American body over here. You have the Caucasian body over here. You have the African body over here. You have the European body over here. You have the Asian, you know, you have the Native Americans. So we're, if we belong in Christ Jesus, guess what? We're part of the same body. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace. One body. One body. The Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. One body, guys. One body of Christ. We were called to peace. And it does not mean to subject ourselves to a system. Subject ourselves to God. It does not mean that since we're working through this peace that you can say whatever you got to say because you are a different ethnicity. No, we are still supposed to what? We will act as one body called to peace. Now tonight, guys, we're talking about what are you wearing? What are you putting on Christ? Are you putting on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and love? And it says this, guys. It says, and be thankful. Sometimes, guys, we have to learn to give thanks. We have to learn to say, thank you, Lord. So we're putting on Christ. We're putting on Christ. We're putting on compassion. We're putting on kindness. We're putting on humility. We're putting on gentleness. We're putting on patience. We're putting on love. Then we talk about what love is, what love looks like. Now I'm asking you, who's ruling in your heart? Let Christ's peace rule in your heart. We are called to peace. Be thankful. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. I hope you guys are being blessed tonight. I appreciate you guys for coming through for real. And I appreciate those who are praying for me, praying for us as we're talking. In First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, it says, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Give thanks in all situations. It might be uncomfortable. It might be uncomfortable. But I'm like, Lord, help me to learn to become comfortable being uncomfortable because I'm going to trust the process. You might be saying, Lord, I'm in this thing right now, and I'm in this process, and I'm not feeling this process at all. But the thing about help me out today, and I hope I'm going to share this with you, and I pray that it helps you out. You know, I was going through something today, and I was speaking with someone, and just realized something. You know, I might be going through something. Let me do this paradigm shift, just like we've been talking about these past couple of weeks. Let me look at this situation from God's situation. I can either become so frustrated with the situation that I'm not walking in compassion. I'm not walking in kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and love. Or I can say, you know what, Lord, help me to see this situation from your viewpoint. And God was like, focus on you. Don't focus on that thing that makes you feel uncomfortable. Focus on that thing that God is telling you to do in your life, guys. You might be going through something right now. You might be dealing with something that's so rough, and you're like, Lord, I'm tired of this. I'm ready to throw in the towel. But God is telling you, don't throw in that towel. God is telling you, I am right here. God is telling you, trust the process. God says, don't focus on that situation. Focus on God. Focus on me. Praise and give thanks for who I am in the midst of what appears to be a storm. Because guess what? Greater is he who lives within you than he who lives within the world. Is that thing greater than God, or is God greater than that thing? You might feel totally uncomfortable, but guess what? God is there with you. And as you're going through this thing, you might feel like you're uncomfortable. But the question is, what are you wearing? What are you clothing yourself with today? Are you clothing yourself with hope? Are you clothing yourself with compassion, with kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and love? Or are you clothing yourself with bitterness? Are you clothing yourself with animosity, jealousy, envy? What are you clothing yourself? What are you putting on? You know, listen, I'm almost done, guys. I appreciate you guys for that helped me out today. God's like, focus on what I've called you to do. Don't focus on that thing that's getting on your nerves. focus on what I've called you to do. That thing might be on your nerves, but guess what? God's going to bring you through it. God's like, trust the process. God says it might taste like it's bitter. You might be upset. They're using, they're doing this. No, God says, you trust what I've told you. You trust what I've shown you. Don't be dismayed by what you see or by what you hear or what's being brought to you. You continue to clothe yourself with compassion. You continue to clothe yourself with kindness. You continue to clothe yourself with humility. You continue to clothe yourself with gentleness. You continue to clothe yourself with patience. And you continue to clothe yourself in love and do everything out of love and forgive your brother. Just as I've forgiven you, and you continue to do what I've called you to do. Let me deal with the rest. And God has to help me to understand, you know, focus on me, not in that situation. Greater is he who lives within you than he who's in the world. Don't be made. The enemy is doing his job. We've got to do our J-O-B. What are you wearing? We got to put on our, we have to clothe ourselves with that. Guess what? Your mother can't clothe you with it. She can pray over you. Your auntie can't clothe you with that. You've got to clothe yourself with that love. You got to clothe yourself with that compassion. You got to clothe yourself with that kindness. You got to clothe yourself with humility, with gentleness, and with patience. You've got to do that. Your parents, they can, your grandparents, aunts, uncles, your pastors, they can pray for you, but you've got to clothe yourself with that. You've got to take some responsibility and ownership and say, I will clothe myself in love. I will clothe myself in love, which binds compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Let me do that. And then let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. And as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. Let me tell you this. When you're doing whatever you're doing, you're putting on Christ, you're putting on that love, you're walking that love, then you let the word of God be all up in you. You let the word of God dwell in you richly. You let it saturate you. Why do you keep on listening to God's music? How come you keep on listening to all this preaching? Because guess what? I might be going through something, but that seed has been planted. And I might be going through something, and that God will, someone will water that seed, and guess what? That word will come out. Oh, yeah, that song said the greatest, that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. You know, and God will do that. That seed will be planted. That seed will be planted. Seed will be planted. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, saturate you as you teach and admonish one another, reciprocal, not just one way, but one another with all wisdom. We've got to be willing to listen, put in that humility so we can listen to what our elders have to say, so we can listen, receive what our elders have seen God do in their lives. And then the elders have to put on that same humility to understand and see how God is working in the lives of the young people. And admonish one another, encourage one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude, with thankfulness in your hearts to God. When you're going through that whole thing, you're going through that time, and the only thing you say is, let me just hum this melody. Amazing grace. Sweet the sound. Sometimes, guys, listen, you might be going through something, and sometimes you might not. It says make a joyful noise. It might be noise, but you're praising God, and you're praising God, you're giving the glory, and you encourage yourself. And you encourage one another. Listen, as it goes on to say in verse 17, Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Whatever you do, what are you wearing? Put on the full armor of God. Put on the full armor of God. Clothe yourself with love, which binds up compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. But understand this. Whatever you're wearing, and you clothe yourself with, make sure you clothe yourself with love. Make sure you put on God's love. Make sure that everything you do is out of love, and make sure that everything that you do, whether you're saying it or whether your actions, do it all in the name of the Lord. Jesus giving thanks to God the Father through him. Do it all through the name of the Lord. Do it. Do it. What are you wearing? What's in your closet? What are you clothing yourself with? See, God will use you where you are. If you want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant, enter into my rest. If that's what you want to hear, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, and the greatest of those things, love. Bear with each other. Forgive each other as Christ, as God forgave you. Forgive each other. Be there. Be present. God will use you, but if you want to hear him say, well done, check your heart. Yes, yes, Aunt Grace. Encourage yourself like David. That's right. Encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. And sometimes, guys, you might not be able to turn on that radio to get your favorite song. Sometimes you might not be able to put on that favorite CD. Sometimes you just have to make that joyful noise. And guys, listen to this. Spread love. Spread love. Some people are hurting. Spread love. Thank you, cousin. Thank you, cousin. Praise God. Praise God. You know, listen, guys, what are you wearing? What are you clothing yourself with? Let it all be about God. And as God is forgiving you, forgive your brother, forgive your sister, and move on. Let's work together as one. We're called to be one body. And we were called to peace. Let's unify. Let's not focus on the differences. Let's unify and do what God has called us to do. Yes. Thank you. Praise God, Mom. I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. Are you on the battlefield for the Lord tonight? And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. Yes, 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 Auntie Grace. Praise the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. He is near. Call upon him. What are you clothing yourself with? I want to encourage you tonight to put on love, which binds compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Give God the glory and clothe yourself with those things. You know, and I pray that God will touch you. I pray that you pray for my ministry, Fire Hearts Ministries, you know. And guys, my prayer also is that you will be encouraged in your walk, in your faith. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Forgive as God has forgiven you. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. I love my mother, my cousins, my aunts, spiritual aunts, my cousins who's come through. I love you guys. My friends, my family. We are family. So I praise God for each and every one of you who's come through. I really, 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 really do. Give a shout out to my buddy Cornelius for coming through. Thank you. And I pray God will bless you. I pray God will bless each and every one of you who's come through. And I pray, guys, that you also share this on your pages. Please share this, my ministry, on your pages. Hopefully something that's been spoken or shared tonight will touch someone's heart out there. God bless you too, Dr. T. Yes. Yes, the power of love is so important, Auntie Grace. Yes. Thank you, Cousin Aunt. Amen, Fanny. God bless you guys. Love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for your prayers and support. Pray for me during this time. And again, guys, let's encourage one another and let's clothe ourselves with love, passion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. God bless you. Be encouraged. Know I love you, and I look forward to you guys coming through. Please come back through on Thursday from 9 to 10. I have a special guest who's going to be here. I have an author. You're going to find out pretty soon. I'm going to put her thing up. I want to say God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for praying for my mom. Please pray for my other cousin who's lost her her father, and pray for their family. I say, God bless you guys. Love each and every one of you. Each and every one of you is important. You're important to me, you're important to God, and you're important, and you are important to the kingdom of God. God is with us. Let us be encouraged. God bless you, and have a good night.